Welcome to Head Games Radio on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Channel 122. We've got a very important show today because we're going to try to do justice to a man that may well be on his deathbed and may well be the most beloved man in the NFL, Lamar Hunt. A true gentleman, a true father to many players past and present on the Kansas City Chiefs and before that the Dallas Texans. The founder of the AFL, the man whose name is on the AFL trophy. A man who supported me, like many other players, with kind notes throughout my career and others. A man who picked me up by himself, not in a limousine, but by himself in his own station wagon, the year after I left the Kansas City Chiefs and was playing with the New York Jets. Lamar Hunt. We're going to talk about him with some people that know a little bit about him. We'll talk with Rick Goslin from the Dallas Morning News, who covered the Kansas City Chiefs for a number of years and covers the NFL and, of course, in Dallas, knows a great deal about Lamar and his family. We're going to talk with Luke Jensen later in the show about Lamar and tennis and world team tennis and Lamar's entrepreneurial zeal that stretched to soccer and tennis and other sports as well. We're going to talk with Tom Flores, who is backup quarterback to our own correspondent and Head Games Monday morning quarterback Len Dawson. We'll talk with Tom about the legacy of Lamar Hunt, what he did, how he treated players, how that early Chiefs team was treated, and the kind of rivalry that's the best sense of sports between the Raiders and the Chiefs and Lamar and what his place would be among NFL owners, much like Wellington Mara, so beloved, so important to the way this game evolved, the way the NFL has crafted the best sport in the world. And finally, we'll talk with Franco Harris about running backs in the NFL, about the families like the Maras, like the Hunts, and the Rooneys, the best families in the NFL. Here's a quick quote from our friend Ron Jaworski from yesterday's show about Drew Brees and about the most valuable player of the NFL this year.
But I think, Nick, when you look at this, you almost could segregate it. Of course, there are 3 weeks to go in the season, but I think if you talk about player of the year, it's got to be LaDainian Tomlinson. If you talk about most valuable player, it's got to be Drew Brees.
When we come back, we'll talk with Rick Goslin of the Dallas Morning News, Franco Harris, and Tom Flores on Lamar Hunt. You're listening to Head Games on Sirius Satellite and Sports Byline.